This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Janesays at civicmedia.us. Calvin, again, finding this one.
Mm-hmm.
From The Verge. Headline reads, and there's no byline on this, unfortunately. The headline reads, AI is ruining houseplant communities.
Are you? What? I don't understand what the laugh is for, because you're a houseplant person. You love plants.
I love plants.
Yeah.
I guess I laugh because it seems ludicrous to me.
Okay.
People are seeing AI-generated images online of plants that don't exist. And then they go to their local garden center and say, I want the black bleeding heart, like I saw online.
It's a terrible name for something.
Well, there are bleeding hearts. They're white and pink. But AI generated a picture of a black bleeding heart. And So we have people showing up gardening stores going, I want this plant that I saw. It doesn't exist.
So at that point, shouldn't the person holding the picture in their hand or their phone in their hand go, oh, my mistake, I'm sorry, and walk out and then just live their life in quiet contemplation of the choices they make?
But the bigger problem is plant care misinformation is being regurgitated by AI chatbots and apps. So if you're going to, like, clip your leaf cuttings to help them grow, or you want to use cinnamon, AI is now a part of a larger misinformation ecosystem that includes plant influencers. Plant influencers exist. Well, they are citing sources that don't exist.
Yeah.
It's not like the Trump administration. And repeating plant care myths.
I mean, it makes total sense. Well, no, let's take the walk to this. We have the internet. We have social media. In social media, we have influencers. We have influencers for darn near everything.
Yes.
There shouldn't be any shock that there are plant influencers. And just like exercise influencers and music influencers and news and politics influencers, misinformation is going to, there's no reason why the plant talk, if I'm going to start, I'm calling that.
I like that.
I just called it that. Plant talk.
Plant talk.
Shouldn't be the victim of the same thing. Of course, there are going to be people out there who are going to either misuse their expertise for various reasons, usually for paid promotion, or people who don't know what they're talking about speaking out of pocket and saying, hey, get yourself a black bleeding heart plant. And whatever.
And pour salt on it.
It doesn't matter to them what you do, because they want your engagement, they want your comments,
want the click,
the share. And they definitely want you to come back and say, hey, this isn't real. This is AI. How dare you, blah, 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 because all engagement. That's all the things matter.
That's all that matters.
So, of course, plant talk has a rot in the roots.
Oh, look at you.
You listening, WBA?
Most plant communities on Reddit actually ban AI-generated images. Very strong feelings against AI-generated plant care advice. Some community members say it's just wrong and don't take human variables into account. Plant care varies where the plant owner lives. If you're a beginner or you're more experienced, and certainly the conditions in your house and all of these things play into this. I guess the whole point is be a little more suspicious.
Do two Google searches.
Two, yes.
And also, be nice to the people at the plant store if you've fallen victim to this hoax. And also, poor people at the plant store who now have to educate themselves on this aspect of life. They just want to be in the plant world and love plants and talk about them. Now they have to rebuff and defend now. And Tony Zimmerman has a great fix for this whole thing. If you have black paint, then you can have a black bleeding heart. Perfect. Thank you for providing solutions, Tony.
Tony, we'll just go to him.
Exactly.
We'll go to Tony's and he'll answer everything for us. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.